Next resolution is for our departing council, Lori Oaken.
Sure. Well, let's see. I think I'll go down there.
Go ahead.
We could just do this on the consent calendar.
Roger, did you get that? Roger. She wants to do this on the consent calendar. Podium. There. Okay. I've got... That's pretty clever. I like that. The chair can shut off the podium's mic.
That's right. You have control.
All right. That's enough.
The red light hasn't come on. Oh, this one's on. Okay. I'll do the best I can. I haven't timed myself on this because actually... I do have a resolution here. It says in our agenda that we have a resolution to adopt, but we always have Lori to help us with resolutions, to make them legal and everything, and to improve them. And since we didn't have Lori's assistance, we had to actually just buy one. So we stopped actually in Santa Maria on the way down at Resolutions R Us, the big box store. Yeah. And it's great because they have resolutions for virtually every occasion, so I'm hoping that this is close. But it's got still has a wrapper on it, so I'm not sure what it says. It looks official.
I hope you're joking, Roger.
Haven't you been to Resolutions R Us?
No.
That's great. That's great. So,
Since I'm asking the board to adopt this resolution, I have to actually read it so you know what you're adopting. In appreciation for Lori T. Oaken, whereas Lori T. Oaken served as the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board's attorney for 4 years, and whereas Lori is leaving the Central Coast Regional Water Board to pursue new challenges in continuing to serve the state water boards, and whereas a resolution with a lot of whereases can be pretty boring. So, whereas the regional board members and staff have these thoughts about Lori. Great spirit, knowledge, serious brain power, highly resourceful, great smile and attitude, good-natured, great sense of humor, wonderful personality, a pleasure to work with, unbelievable dedication with boundless energy and enthusiasm, creativity, great advice, CEQA expertise, huge contribution to our regulation of irrigated agriculture, a milestone in our region and the state, great help with our biggest groundwater case, the Olin site, and many other cleanup sites, and ability to produce huge quantities of great work in a short amount of time. Doesn't say anything about jumping over buildings, but... provided outstanding representation on enforcement cases and many other cases and issues. Morro Bay Cayucas, Goleta, Timber, South County Regional Wastewater Authority, power plants, stormwater, many TMDLs, Casmalia, and septic systems. That's a broad category. Helped create many great supplemental environmental projects that have made big on-the-ground improvements. Makes a great role model for women in the office and in the water quality field. Though frequently outnumbered and seemingly outgunned, she still had them surrounded. Made our organization a better one. Therefore, be it resolved, board members and staff will miss Lori very much. Board members and staff greatly appreciate Lori's contributions to the people and the resources of the Central Coast region. board members, and staff wish Lori continued success in her career and great happiness in her life. Here you go, Lori.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, I want to say something, but...
Oh. I have a little something else.
Well, you can open it. That's the backside. You don't have to read all of these, but some of those are reflected in the resolution, but you can read that.
A small token of our appreciation, a gift certificate for Title IX, a sporting goods store, women's sporting goods, for $250 from board members and staff. Thank you very much.
And we have a few things to say, Lori, before you make any comments.
Before I burst into tears in public?
Yeah. Mr. Jeffries?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we don't vote for this resolution, that means she doesn't leave? Is that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You have to vote.
I just, as a senior member of this board, I'd just like to say how much I appreciated Lori's directness and her counsel to the board and to me personally on different issues that I've asked her advice on during the board actions. And I feel that not only are we losing our attorney, well, of course, we're going to have a new one, and I'm sure she's going to do just as well. But Lori's been part of the team, and I think that's important to have a person that can fit right in with the rest of the board members. And when Lori called me and told me that she was leaving our region, and I just had sent her evaluation in about 10 days before, and wrote on, the last comment I wrote on there was, please do not move her from our region. Then I get a call and she's leaving. So, Lori, thank you very much for all your dedication and support to our board.
Mr. Hayashi, you shared something with me before. I don't know if you want to share it publicly. I thought it's appropriate.
I got the same call that Russ got. And I was kind of caught off base a little bit. And I'm thinking, is this move just a lateral move, or is it a move to like a promotion? And we talked long and hard about that for a few minutes. And it does turn out to be a stepping stone in the right direction. So at that point, I had to agree with her to let her go, but it was a hard decision to make. I mean, if it was just a lateral movement, let me tell you what. You wouldn't be leaving today. And there's not very many people that, about a quarter of my size, that say, sit down, you can't do that. And for me to agree with that is totally not characteristic of the way I do things. So, you won. Congratulations, and don't forget that we're here. So if you get tired of that promotion, you could come back. Good luck.
In listening to what Roger just said, I made a few notes, and not beforehand. And, you know, the one word that kind of comes to mind, Lori, is unflappable. But I wanted to say about you, when the going gets tough, Lori doesn't flinch. She has always been there for the board with some very sound advice. And most importantly, from my perspective, is that she's the type of component to this board and lawyer who, when doesn't know the answer to something, is not afraid to tell us, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to have to do some research and get back to you. And that I have always appreciated, because I know that when we do get that opinion or advice, it has been well researched and has always been very sound. So we're going to miss you, Lori, a lot, and we wish you, you know, all the best in your transition, and good luck in Region 5. Dr. Press.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of your students You didn't know you had students, but I've asked Lori on several occasions to expand on water quality policy issues, often issues that were not before the board, so should not have been taking up her time, but instead of saying, don't be such an egg-headed academic wasting my time, she would research the issue and send me very useful information that I could then plagiarize liberally for lecture notes. And so you've made my job easier and informed the students. And in fact, I will use more of your advice next week in a lecture. So I really appreciate that. It's made my teaching better, and that's going beyond, above and beyond. Thank you.
Okay. Any other thoughts or things to share? Okay. Lori, last but not least, yeah, Mr. Shawcross.
When Jennifer Soloway was our attorney before Lori came on, and I just thought Jennifer, the sun rose and set on Jennifer, and she could do no wrong, and she was just the best attorney for our board. And when I heard she was going to leave, I was just dead set not to like this usurper. And boy, she was going to have a tough row to hoe as far as I was concerned. Well, it took about one meeting for me to think Lori Okun was the best attorney this board could ever have. and I learned a good lesson, so I'm welcoming Francis with open arms this time. But thanks, Lori, for all your good work. Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted to say I went to a retirement party recently where the retirees said that work isn't one of the three most important things in life. And I disagree, especially for those of us who are privileged enough to do work that's as important as what we do here. And I've been very inspired by the board's commitment and dedication and that of staff and the efforts to find new and improved ways to protect water quality. And so I thank you for the privilege of having represented you and for making me happy to get up and go to work every day.
Do we need a vote? I'd like to move that the board adopt these resolutions. We could do both, but should we do two separate votes?
We can do both at the same time.
Why not?
Second the motion.
The motion is seconded for both resolutions.
Yeah.
Okay. From which one? Well, I guess
from half. It's a half.
Okay. All those in favor of the two resolutions? No one's opposed. Thank you very much. And Francis, let me say that you are going to fill her roles just as Lori filled Jennifer's shoes. That's what I wanted to say. Shoes. And really, I've been very impressed with all of the attorneys that we have gotten from the State Board to help us on all the various, you know, issues we've had to deal with over the years. So I'm very confident that we won't have to go through any deep transition period like poor Mr. Shawcross did there for a period of time. Okay, moving right along.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
One last note. Lori, when you're frustrated about where you're going and how you're getting there, just remember, it's not two flights to get here. So wherever you're going, it's going to be a lot easier to get to.
Okay.